Well, I think that it's a good thing for the economy, but it will not yield immediately. It will yield results probably after a couple of years if it is allowed to continue. And what it has shown is that funding by expenses especially here in Africa, where traveling by air is a big prohibitive.
Don't you think that because of the low fares that they are charging, they might find themselves out of business, like what has happened before?
I think this is just a promotional phase. It's a promotional phase that I think will not last for very long. A trip to Terra Falls from Harare costing $38 is taxi. But when you look at Fastjet, they tried to introduce that model to Tanzania, and it seems to be working for them in Tanzania. So they are hoping that maybe if they use Zimbabwe as a springboard for all its advantages, then they could penetrate either the South African or Botswana market, which they think maybe there is more money there, but they'll start it from Zimbabwe. I don't think it will last. So if they want to go, therefore, it's such a ridiculously low fare, they need to go now. Otherwise, that will change probably in the next 3 months or so.
Would you see these emerging airlines driving Air Zimbabwe out of business?
Well, Air Zimbabwe is technically right now out of business. The government has decided not to protect Air Zimbabwe anymore, and they wanted to engineer more routes. But I think what Air Zimbabwe could do is to probably partner with some of these airlines if they want to remain viable. But technically what it means is that the business model that Air Zimbabwe has adopted of having a top-heavy management and boards and not investing in the locomotive is what is bringing it down.